Israel continues to violate the basic human rights of Palestinian patients in the besieged Gaza Strip. The Israeli regime has been refusing to grant exit permits for more than 50% of patients who seek treatment outside Gaza. Israeli forces also arrest and blackmail Gazan patients at the Erez crossing. Earlier this week, Israeli forces arrested 27-year-old Fadl Abu Hasira at the Israeli-controlled Erez crossing in northern Gaza.
My son was traveling to hospital in Jerusalem Al-Quds to get treatment for his leg because doctors in Gaza told us that they can't treat him here and they can only amputate his leg. His mother accompanied him, and upon reaching the Erez crossing, he was taken for questioning by Israeli agents. Later that day, Israeli soldiers told my wife that our son was arrested.
The tight Israeli restrictions exacerbate the dire health conditions in Gaza, putting patients' lives at grave risk. Al-Mizan Center for Human Rights says Israel is systematically targeting Gazan patients and taking advantage of their dire need to receive medical treatment outside Gaza.
The Israeli crossing is used to entrap and blackmail Palestinians from Gaza. Abu Hasira is not the first person and won't be the last. In the past, patients, those who accompany them, and other people were arrested at the crossing. Israeli agents have been blackmailing patients into working as spies in order to let them pass through the Israeli crossing.
The health sector in the Gaza Strip suffers from lack of medicines and hospital supplies to treat chronic cases. Human rights groups have expressed grave concerns over the blackmail of Palestinian patients in Gaza. Many of these patients in the besieged enclave are in dark conditions as the world keeps turning a blind eye to their suffering. Ashraf Shanan, Press TV, Gaza.